The Great Plains is a perfect place for natural wonders, tourist attractions, giant billboards, and various road art. The wide open spaces are a perfect setting for gazing at the panorama of chalk pyramids, buffalo herds, or the world's largest ball of twine. But one of the most impressive and artistic sights can be seen in Goodland, Kansas, at the crossroads of State Highway 24 and Interstate 70. High above the traffic and the surrounding rooftops stands a big easel, and on the easel rests a giant painting of Van Gogh's sunflowers. This fitting tribute to the Sunflower State was made possible by a local trade group that is an agricultural mainstay for the area's sunflower seed industry. The giant painting and its supporting tripod were created by Cameron Cross, a Canadian artist who has a studio in Winnipeg. He has set a goal of reproducing giant tributes of each of the 7 sunflower paintings that make up the signature series Van Gogh created in France in the late 1880s. Cross began working on the Goodland painting, a version of Van Gogh's 3 sunflowers in a vase, late in the year 2000. It was dedicated in August 2001 during Goodland's Sunflower Festival. This marked the 3rd painting in the series. The first giant easel went up in the artist's hometown of Altona in Manitoba, Canada in 1998. The following year, he finished one for Emerald, Australia. Cameron Cross has set a goal for himself of completing the entire series of 7 paintings and installing one in 7 different countries. Each painting is a huge undertaking because of the sheer size and the fact that it needs to withstand wind and weather, especially on the Kansas prairie. The painting is 24 by 32 feet and stands at a height of 80 feet. It is made of 24 4x8 plywood sheets and is painted with industrial acrylic urethane enamel that is normally used on heavy machinery exposed to extreme heat, acid, or chemicals. The easel is built of steel and weighs 40,000 pounds. The supports are sunk 35 feet into the ground, and it has a design wind load of 38 pounds per square foot. Each painting takes approximately 2 months to complete, with the artist working 10 to 12 hour days. About 10 years after its installation, the artist returned to Goodland to check on his artwork and do any needed touch-ups on the painting. The absence of the canvas was noticed by many who had become accustomed to seeing the giant yellow flowers as they drove by. We're happy to say the oversized Van Gogh is back in its rightful place as an appropriate landmark for the city of Goodland, and all's right with the world. If you aren't in the Goodland neighborhood, you can get a look at the big easel on our website, hppr.org. Thanks to Karen Anderson, the High Plains Museum, and the City of Goodland, Kansas, for providing information used in the writing of this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Ellen Mangan.